Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This shutdown hasn't eaten into Donald Trump's support at all. His net approval rating is actually up a point in terms of his popular support. So the bottom line is this. The first shutdown during Trump's first term, 2018-2019, was hurting Donald Trump. This one is not hurting him at all. There's no real reason Donald Trump might say, at least when it comes to popular support, I want to get out of the shutdown.
Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
All right, that was Harry Enten from CNN. That guy brings more truth than they'd like over there through his polls sometimes. Because it's not, I heard a report this morning that a reporter pointed out that Trump's handling this different, Ryan. He's not intentionally shutting down the outdoor World War II memorial in D.C. Like Obama did during the government shutdown, just to try to make it painful for people.
Yeah, he's actually trying to make it as painless as he can for the average citizen. Now, he's cutting the size of government as much as he can in the process, but that's also for the average citizen. Nobody wants it when it comes to their programs, but, you know, it's got to be the fat's got to be trimmed somewhere, and so he's using this as an opportunity. But Harry Enten is amazing. I think that guy is genuinely just a guy who loves numbers. Because he does kind of give you both sides. You know, we hear the side that kind of promotes Trump a little bit more. I think that's, you know, in my algorithm, that's what I see a little bit more. But he does both sides. But when he gives you those numbers, he's just excited to give you the numbers. And a lot of them right now, because those numbers do benefit Donald Trump and the GOP, you're seeing a lot of good news come from him on CNN. So you're about to hear, you want to hear about the political earthquake that's about to happen?
The political earthquake that you say could cement us with a right-wing majority for a long time.
I would say a generation. I mean, it's that big.
Wow.
If all these things happen, now it doesn't mean all of them have to happen, but if any part of this happens, it's going to move the country rightward. There are four things that are happening right now that are going to affect mainly the House of Representatives, and one of them, as you know, is redistricting. That's currently underway. That's something that is not usually done in the middle of a decade like it is, but we had some bold governors, including the governor of this state, that are saying, no, it's about time we caught up to what Democrats are doing. And you know that Democrats have been doing it better than Republicans for a long time, because right now, if everybody maxed out, if every state that is available to gerrymander further, because some states are split, they won't do anything. But the ones that are, if they all max out, the GOP would gain 7 seats right there just by redrawing the maps. Now, Democrats would gain a few there, but overall, the net gain would be about 7 seats if everybody maxed out their gerrymander, their redistricting.
So, keep our fingers crossed.
So that's actually currently underway. I mean, that's not hypothetical. That's happening. We just don't know how far it's going to go and which states are going to do it. So there's plus 7 if they all do it. Now, the Voting Rights Act is underway at the Supreme Court. The oral arguments were last week. I'm sure you've been paying attention to that, too.
We played some of the sound. The arguments are unbelievable. Sotomayor got her lunch eaten by this DOJ attorney who pointed out the difference there's no difference between this and if it was a district where white Democrats could not get elected. You would never redraw that district to guarantee a white Democrat or white Republican would get elected. Therefore, you have to apply the same principle.
Yeah, it's race-based districting.
Correct.
And that's been going on for a long time. And I hate to break it to you, it's actually not news that Sotomayor had her lunch handed to her, because that happens pretty much
probably,
every time.
Probably, yeah.
But that right there, if they completely gut that, and we don't know exactly if they're going to completely eliminate the voting rights, the Article 2 of that that has to do with race, or they're going to change it. But if they do get rid of it, Harry Enten, who you just played, said that would net an additional 10 to 15 seats for the GOP nationwide. That's... right there, you're talking about a good 25 seats just with those two things.
Wow.
That are currently happening. Not hypothetical. That's actually happening right now. So you want to get hypothetical? Here's some other things that could happen real soon, and one of them for sure will be happening. That's the census. Now, we don't know whether that Donald Trump is going to do this. He's kind of hinted that he would like to do it before 2030, but we don't know. He hasn't pushed it real hard. But let's say even that he doesn't. By 2030, the census alone, because of population shifts, will net the GOP another 6 seats in the House.
Wow.
Now, here's what's important about that one, because the other two don't do this. The census, however, will not only net the GOP 6 House seats in addition to those others, but it will also net 6 Electoral College votes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Because that's actual population moves. So that's even bigger deal than the other two.
And isn't part of that reform also not counting the illegals in the census?
You got to my very last one.
Oh, was it? Okay. Because so I was like, no, I think that's even another step in the census.
That's exactly right. So that's the fourth point of my four here, is that if illegals are determined to be not counted in the census.
Nor
that,
should they.
Yeah. And everybody who looks at this case goes, well, duh, why would you count illegal aliens in the census? And they go, well, it's the language with which it's written. So that's going to be the key, is does the language allow for the Supreme Court to remove it? Because practically speaking, it's really hard to make the argument that you would keep illegal aliens in.
Right. It makes no sense. But to them, it's all about population.
Yeah.
If they can make the population of a California city an extra 100,000 because of the illegals that are, however many are there, then they get an additional congressional seat.
But
right?
Ryan,
they're going to lose congressional seats if that gets changed and they're not counting illegals.
Absolutely. Well, think about what Ryan just said, though, is if you eliminate, because where are all of the illegal immigrants currently? They're in sanctuary cities. They are
Chicago.
In Democratic strongholds.
Yep.
And
LA.
To potentially 10 to 15 million would probably fall into that category of being currently counted in the census. And if those are removed, we're talking those congressional districts shrink or expand, which is going to bring in more of the suburban Republican voters. I mean, I just think instantly that makes a huge swing. Do you have an estimate of how many seats that could impact?
I do. It's actually the biggest of any of them.
What?
Harry Enten on CNN confirmed this, too. He said it's between 20 and 30 seats.
No wonder they wanted him here so bad.
Stephen Miller has said this, too. 20 to 30 seats that would shift most likely rightward to the GOP, away from these states. And that one, again, that's another one, that it's not just House seats. You're talking about Electoral College votes there, too, because you're removing population. You're removing that number from those blue states, majority, not entirely blue states, but
right.
Mostly. So
conservatively,
yeah.
Taking the lowest, when you say a range of 20 to 30,
yeah.
Taking the lowest number when you add all those up, if they all happened, what's the
net.
Lowest net gain Republicans would get out of it.
So if I'm gonna, if they all happen, I'm going to say conservatively you get about 30 seats added to the GOP. And it could be much higher than that, of course.
Right.
But that's the kind of low-end number that you're dealing with there.
That's amazing.
Well, now you're getting up to 60%. Now they can't filibuster.
Well, you're, right? But you still got to win the Senate. That wouldn't change.
Yeah, so it wouldn't change the Senate a whole lot.
Right.
But it would change the House. And here's why I think this is so important, because it's not just, oh, the Republicans would control the House of Representatives. And I'm talking, again, this is generational. That's a lot of seats to overcome. You'd have to take the political center. Democrats would have to do this. And they might be talking about doing this now, because some of this is already happening. You'd have to take the political center and start to move it rightward. And that is really how things change in a society. Because Democrats have been pushing left for a long time. The far left still controls that party even as we speak.
Right.
But they would have to give up control to ever see a chance of controlling a chamber of Congress again. And that is where you really start to see cultural change and things change. And that's why this is exciting to me, because the whole center would have to move right once this all takes place. It's a big, big deal.
I hope even a portion of it comes true.
And
that's a big deal.
I could really see a major shift, too, along racial lines. I think black voters are waking up. I just see it. And I am on a lot of feeds, and I am, you know, liking a lot of these Minority Monday segment. But it just seems like you're seeing more and more people saying, I'm done. The Democratic Party no longer represents me, or they're seeing through all the lies for decades that have held the black community down. And we're just seeing, I think it's going to be the biggest shift in 26, is we're going to go from, the 12-13% voting for Republicans to being well in the 20s.
I hope you're right.
I do. I think it's happening.
Can you hang around?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Ryan Wiggins in studio with us. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.